Everybody, it's Dan. So in this podcast, we're going to talk to you about using Google Analytics to take a look at the activity on your website.
So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey, it's Dan. Hope you're well. So let's talk about Google Analytics. We use it all day long. Every website that we create, I think pretty much all of them anyway, we install Google Analytics. All our clients for sure have Google Analytics because it's one of the tools that we use to actually see what's going on. What's the activity on a website? Where are people landing? What are the exit pages? How long do they spend on the website? What's the bounce rate? What pages do they likely click on next to go and see? And it might be that you have, 50 pages a month goes to a specific web page and you've got no idea about that web page. You've not even looked at it, you've not edited it for years, but for whatever reason, it's ranking well on Google and you get 50 visitors. And so if Google Analytics tells you a little bit of information like that, then that tells us which page to go and edit and improve on that website so that we get a better conversion rate from that specific web page. Because it's one thing to drive traffic to the website, great. And one of the things that we're really good at using organic traffic or Facebook ad or paid ads or Google pay-per-click is driving a ton of traffic. One of the things that clients really struggle with, because we say to them, oh, you need that landing page doing. We go, no, the landing page is fine. And we're like, well, you've driven 100 users to it and no one's taken any action. How many opt-ins have you had? How many sales have you had? And that's the key. That's really, it's that conversion on the web page as well. So knowing what are the landing pages that people are landing on, and then being able to go onto that web page and actually edit it, make it into a proper landing page so people take action and do some conversions. Other things like what's the difference in websites, web pages visited over time. So you can compare 30 days with the last 7 days. Like we've got three main products. We've got website design, we've got Facebook ads, and we've got content. And when we look at the percentage increase, so in the last 7 days, for example, one of those has had an increase of, I think it's 228%. So that's the last 7 days compared with the previous 7 days. And the number of people landing on that has absolutely shot through the roof. And needless to say, lo and behold, we sell a lot more of that product now. Isn't it funny how there's a correlation between the number of web visitors to a particular page and the number of people buying off that page? Really, that's all marketing is. It's getting people off social media, getting them to click onto your website, and then once they're on the website, it's getting them to convert. And that's it. There's three numbers that you want to know. What's the click-through rate from Facebook or Twitter? Or, what's the search? How well do you rank? That's number one. Number two is how many people are landing on which specific landing pages. And number three is what is the action that people are then taking. If you get those three things down, then it's really easy. All you then do is you drive as much more traffic from social media, from Google, SEO or pay-per-click, onto a web page, and you get that web page to convert with the right audience. Basically, that's it. In a nutshell, that is what marketing is, and that's what Google Analytics allows us to look at. It's the work that we're doing actually moving us closer to the goal, which is usually closing more clients, right? You haven't got a business until you sell something. So it's the work that we're doing on all the social media marketing, Google pay-per-click, Facebook ads. Is all of that stuff driving traffic back to the landing pages? And if it is, awesome. And if it's not, what are you doing? The only reason you're posting, really, is two reasons. One is to grow your brand and awareness and get people to know, like, and trust you. And the second one is to remind them that you exist and that this is your product and that you can click this link and go and buy it. And again, when you get that done and then you get them on the landing page, then most people, they post social media, right? They're posting on social media to get engagement. What's the point on that? Well, I've got 38 likes on my post. You've only got two on yours. Yeah, and how much have you made this month? Like, that's it. That's the bottom line. It's like, it's really black and white. It doesn't matter about how many engagements. Well, I've got 38 likes. I've got 14 comments. Okay, how much money have you made? Like, that's it. That's just the bottom line. It's really black and white, in fact. It's like, well, what's your revenue looking like? What's your number of strategy sessions look like? Is that up? Like, for example, our number of strategy sessions this month in March, only 22nd, I think it is, this month is significantly higher. In fact, we could add up December, January, and February, and this month has had more strategy sessions than all of those months. But again, like we said, lo and behold, one of those three product web pages has had an increase of 228%. We should have more strategy sessions, otherwise we're not doing our job properly. And that's exactly what we've got. So this is what you should be using Google Analytics for. I hope that's useful for you. Just a nice little quick message on Google Analytics. And if you've not got it installed, you want to have it installed, then come and have a chat with us. We'll do it for you. All right, I hope that's useful. We'll catch up with you soon. My name's Dan Latta. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.